She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 524-1080. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. Now here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha and mahalo for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. Okay, this week, hopefully everybody's going smooth, the sound's smooth, and Bob's getting the webcast nice and smooth. I told him to use the right iron. The one he was using the other week was too cold. Couldn't iron out the wrinkles. Anyway, I recommend waxing your headlight lenses, folks, and your taillight lenses. When you don't wax your headlight lenses and you're in traffic, the exhaust fumes from the car in front of you damages or discolors your headlight lenses. That's why you see so many cars with discolored headlight lenses. Okay? So wax it. People wax everything but the headlight lens. Okay, so anyway. The seatbelt law. That's driving me up the coconut tree. How can they make a law that's supposed to protect the citizens of America and Hawaii? Since when does the legislature or the politicians make laws to protect you and I? Huh? The seatbelt law doesn't endanger anybody but the driver. It's up to the driver to decide whether he wants to wear a seatbelt or not. It's like the helmet law in California. The motorcycle, the guys are supposed to have a helmet, but it doesn't say that you have to have it on your head. So they just leave it on the bike and they ride down the road. You cannot make laws to break your constitutional right. That's wrong. And the other thing, folks, you gotta get a hold of your representatives. This, moving this safety check from safety check to weights and measures is going to really help the people of Hawaii. There's no weights and measures. There's nothing to verify if the scales are right or if the cash registers are right or even the gas pumps. The gas pumps, I can tell you now, is not right. I never came across one pump that pumps a full gallon. Not one. So, anyway, let's go to calls. Who do we have?
We have .3 Dean on the line.
Oh, Dean, you're early.
Yeah, I better catch before the rash of calls come in. But once again, I wanted to really stress that you have to do with the way the gasoline situation is going these days, the kind of gas quality we're getting, really, it's a necessity, not a luxury, to have to put ethanol in your gas. Now, everybody, if they expect their car to last, 10 plus years, they have to be willing to invest 5 gallons ethanol every week.
Hmm.
I mean, that's like, 10 to 15 gallons at a time.
No. Average person, 1 to 2 gallons is fine.
Okay.
But for extreme people like yourself, you add in 15 or 20. But, well, yeah, one or two is fine. It acts as an anti-knock and keeps the engine from knocking. Mm-hmm. But you're looking at power and gas mileage, so you add more.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's kind of like, it's almost like, you know why they have like multiple vitamins, you know, for people to take every day?
Mm-hmm.
To me, this ethanol, even if it's 2 gallons or 5 gallons or something, it's like taking a multiple vitamin every day.
Mm-hmm.
But no one needs it. I mean, especially when we have such poor quality.
Well, you know what we came across lately, Dean, is the automatic transmissions are getting wiped out. They're damaging because the transmission is making up for the power loss of the engine for those people who are running regular, running the bad fuels, not using ethanol. The transmission takes the jerk. Now, if you back up to the days when there was no automatic transmission and the car would strain, you would ride the clutch, right?
Mm-hmm, right, that's right.
Okay, otherwise the engine would die. So that's the same thing that's happening to the automatic transmission. The engine is lacking power, so the automatic transmission kind of like, so to speak, ride the clutch.
Mm-hmm.
So the transmission don't last long, and they end up replacing or overhauling the transmission, which, by the way, is very, very costly on the late model cars.
Exactly. And no wonder, you don't notice that when they slow down because of the automatic transmission, when they downshift, it's a hesitant downshift. Because again, like you said, that answers the question to why you get that hesitant downshift when you're coming to a complete stop, because like your transmission was working double time.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's like when it's throwing into first gear.
Well, that's why people that say, oh, but my car runs fine without ethanol. Well, that's fine.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll see how long the transmission will last.
Yeah, I'm not willing to take risks with my car.
Okay.
Okay,
thanks, Dean.
Thanks, Dean. Hello.
Okay, so anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 808-524-1080. Okay? And I know a lot of my listeners have lost where we went to, and I couldn't announce it on the other station where we're moving to, because that's not nice to announce stuff like that. And we don't want to be like that. Okay? So let people know, you know, that we have moved and we're now at 1080. Okay? So anyway, if you got a question, comment, announcement, whatever, give us a call. And Wanda, you know how I've been saying to use good brake pads and all that?
Yes.
Okay. When was that? Getting old. My mind's slipping.
Friday.
I was going down the freeway, H1, by Punahou. I just happened to look on the left. I was in the middle lane. The traffic has all stopped. And this guy next to me is slamming on his brakes, trying to stop. And his car tips forward, so I know the brakes is on, but the car is not stopping. And he plows into the front car, and the car in the front of him that he plowed into flies up in the air and plows into the next car, pushing the next car into the next car, causing a four-car accident. And it's all because, I can tell you now, a cheap brake job.
How can you tell?
It didn't slow down. A lot of the brake pads today are made in China. You get what you pay for. That's how they made that saying. You get what you pay for. But every day we hear people all come in and say, can you do a cheap brake job for me? Unbelievable. So we tell them, no, please go someplace else.
So just using good brake pads will make your car stop faster.
Oh yeah, because the brake pads, they go from very slippery to very aggressive. And I don't know about other people, but I like nice and aggressive pads So when I just tap the pedal, it grabs. I don't want to waste a second or 2 seconds. No. Every second is critical. And you know, think about it, folks. You have only one chance. One chance to save that little boy's life that ran in front of you, or to save your own life getting in front of a huge truck.
I think I had a car like that. I'd slam on the brakes, but it would just glide to a stop.
I don't want to mention where you went for the brake job.
I didn't. It was
a brand new car.
It came like that. That's the car you had to end up changing the brake pads for me.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, that's, yeah, that, we recommend Akebono, EBC, Willwood, Bear are the ones. Those are the good ones. And for the European cars, I recommend using the Akebono Euro. They don't make the wheels black. You know, you look at all the European cars, the wheels are black and dirty. Takes 3 days for it to get dirty. But with Akebono Euros, it never gets dirty. It stays nice and clean till you drive in the rain.
What's causing it to get black?
The material of the brake pad. The Akebono brake pad is ceramic. So the ceramic doesn't eat up on the rotors, but the ceramic can withstand a lot of heat and grab and stop. So anyway. Oh boy. Well, how many people listen? They only listen at the funeral.
Well, the brakes and being able to stop fast is quite important.
No fooling. No fooling.
Because with the way people drive today, you do need to stop quickly.
Oh, yeah. I was taking Harvey Maeda's truck that he just bought, another one, as if he needed another car, to have dual exhaust put on. And this guy... Get this now, if I wasn't watching him, he's moving over into my lane with no signal. The truck is big. I couldn't see his back fender. He was that close. I had to slam on the brake, and he went in. Like, no big deal. Scary. I don't know. Okay, who do we have now?
We have a break.
Oh, we have a break.
We are going to a break. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to enviroclean.net, spelled N-V-I-R-O-C-L-E-A-N.net.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob, I am mad.
Again?
I'm screaming mad.
Again?
What happened to the positive Bob?
There's only
from last week.
No, see, this is what happens, and people understand this. You know, you could take a lot of people messing with you, but you start messing with my food, I get mad.
Oh, yeah.
Now you're going, wait a minute, it's an auto show. What does that have to do with food? Okay, Mom's Soul Food, Soul Food Place in Pearl City, closing. Why? Because of the rail construction.
Oh, no.
And we told everybody was going to happen for 2 years, and you know, it won't be that bad. And I went in there the other day for lunch, and they were like, oh, yeah, we're closing next week. We can't stay open because they closed all the lanes, and nobody can get in our place. And it's such a hassle. Now they don't have the revenue to stay open. And this is just Pearl City. What do you think is going to happen when they get on Dillingham Boulevard?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm telling you, man, this thing is messed up. Beyond messed up, and I tried to warn people. Nobody believed me. Oh, you just saying that because you don't live out there. I don't live out there, but I go out there, and it's nuts, and it's only going to get worse, and nobody in office cares, folks. Been telling you for years, and I challenge them. Come on the radio. I'll debate you one-on-one, anybody, governor, councilman, anybody. You guys are running this island into the dirt.
Yep.
And nobody's challenging you, and I'm throwing down the gauntlet. And you come in and explain to everybody how you can shut down almost every road over here. You got $800 million in back funds you're not using, and all you want to do is raise taxes on everybody? See what I mean, George? I got to get off the air. I am blowing gaskets over here. Okay, on that note, no, forget taking care of your car. If you can, go down Pearl City. You got 3 days. They're closed on the first. Just stop by Mama's. Even if you just say hi, just buy a little something for them before they go out of business. And the same for all your other places that are along the road. Go in and support them. Because they're going to be hurting.
They're going to be closing.
We all know, when you are closed and you're not making money, it's not just your business. It's your house, your rent. See what I mean, George? Okay, I got to go. I'm getting way. I'm going to have to go take some blood pressure medicine. Why don't they make royal purple silicone blood for me so I could, like, calm down? Anyway, take care of your car. It'll take care of you. We'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Whew. Thanks, Bob. Boy, we got to cool this radio off. The thing is smoking here. Wow. But that's true. What Bob said is true. And we saw it coming, but nobody listens. And that's the simple mentality of people of Hawaii. They never listen. Like, give you an example. The racers. Way back, I told them the racetrack is going to close. We got to do something. The racetracks are going to close. And their attitude was, no, it's okay. Well, guess what? There is no racetrack. And Hawaii Raceway Park was supposed to be put on the historic list because that was the very first official drag strip in Hawaii. The first one should be on the historic list. But no, they take it off. They were even trying to demolish McKinley High School. Can you believe that? McKinley High School? Oh, I don't know. Anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. Okay? So, and the pillars for that rail, I found out it's not the right concrete. Yeah, the concrete guy told me that. He said, go look at the viaduct over Nimitz Highway. There is no cracks. So, you know, crazy me. I'm going down Nimitz Highway. I'm looking at all the pillars. Not one crack. But go look at the rail, folks. All the support stuff standing up is cracking. Why is that? And the color of the concrete is different from Nimitz Highway. I don't know. What can I say? But anyway. See, we're getting all worked up over here. Anyway. Yes, the traffic is jamming. We have a lot of traffic jams. And it's only going to get worse. So, plan your trips. Okay? Try not to get aggravated. Because things are happening. And it shouldn't be. But anyway, I recommend using at least 1 or 2 gallons of ethanol to a tank full of premium. And it will cut down on your repair costs to your vehicle. But if you think your car is running fine, then, you know, go for it. Don't use it. And now they want to take the ethanol out of the gas. What are they going to put in? Anyway, who do we have next?
We have Rich from Honolulu.
Hi, Rich.
Yeah, hi, George. I listen to your program every week, and first time to call. I have one question. With the state of our roads and with the construction and everything, you know, they're going on the new cars, they're going with, very low-profile tires.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you hit a bump wrong or something, either you dent the rim or you break the rim or you screw up the tire.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me, what size would you recommend, like a 50 series or 50 and above or like 55 and above, you know, with the larger numbers? Would you recommend those? What size would you recommend for replacement when you have to replace tires if you have a low profile?
You have no choice.
You don't?
No, because the computer has it all calculated. It's all in the computer system. The size of the tire and everything with the speed of the vehicle, and it will shift the transmission according to that.
You can't, you know, the main thing, okay, I wasn't thinking of transmission, but I was thinking of the rim and the tire, so that, you know, you won't get damaged, the least chance of having damage.
Well, yeah, that's a good idea, but you'd have to reprogram the computer to accept the different size and the different speed.
Yeah, but don't we have a choice on the size of tire we put on?
No.
Why?
Not anymore.
That is really bad, then.
Yeah, I mean, you can put it on and the car will run.
Yeah.
Okay? But as far as running properly, it won't because it doesn't know what you did. You see?
Jesus. Then, put it this way. If we bought the tires and we brought it to your shop, can you guys adjust it?
No.
The adjustment to the computer?
No.
Gee, that's real bad then.
It is. It's not like the good old days when you can just go down and change the wheels, change the tires, put bigger tires.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's bad. Okay, well.
That's why I like old cars.
Well, I guess I gotta go back to old cars then.
Well, they're nicer.
Yes. And I guess, and they would ride nicer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thank you very much. I'm sorry to hear that bit of information because I was figuring you could at least recommend what profile, like 70 series or
no.
50 series or 50
don't mess
series,
around.
Yeah. Or maybe above 50, but, oh, that is...
It sucks.
Yeah. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Yes.
Well, hey, thank you very much, and I'm sorry to hear that. And I thank you very much for the information.
You're welcome.
Okay, take care. I'll listen again.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Well, that's it. I mean, what can you do? The old days, the transmission shift on its own. Today's transmission shifts by the computer. Computer tells them to shift, and even the throttle, folks, the throttle has no cable to open the accelerator to go. It's electric. So there's a switch on the gas pedal that tells an electric motor on the engine to open the throttle. I tell you what, I would rather pull the cable and do the opening and closing. I don't trust an electric motor.
What happens if the computer has a glitch or goes bad or something?
Then hang on, because it's going to take off. Yes. Oh, boy.
I don't think so. Don't they have some kind of a safety thing to
No,
kick in?
We just had a customer come in with that problem. He said he steps on the gas pedal, it doesn't go, and a few seconds later, it just takes off. Floorboard. Yeah. So the problem on that one was the throttle body, the valve where the air comes in, because of the bad gas, it was all gummy. So the electric motor is trying to open the throttle, but it's sticky, so it wouldn't open. And the guy is thinking, I need more throttle, so he steps on more throttle. And in the meantime, the computer is saying, okay, we got to go more. So it puts more pressure, and it flips it open, and away you go. So it's not a good deal.
But he can stop on his brakes and, I mean, press on his brakes and stop.
Oh, yeah. So far, it's still normal type brakes. Wait until they go to electric brakes.
So, how did you fix his problem?
Change the throttle body. It's called a throttle body. Where the flapper is, it was thick with black tar.
You can't, like, you know, like before, you can take the part out, clean it, and put it back in?
Not anymore, because it's electrical. You don't want to mess with that, because then you become liable if the electric motor decides to get a glitch and start throttling when it's not supposed to be. Then, I don't want to get into that.
I guess it's like a regular computer. Something goes wrong with it, they
buy a new one.
Yeah, or they change the whole motherboard or something.
Yeah, mother, father, board, whatever. Okay, I think it's break time.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Hawaiian Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled NVIROCLEAN.net.
having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And, we're missing that rejoiner. There was a rejoiner that's supposed to be played. Oh, okay. So anyway, give us a call at 808-524-1080 if you have a question, remark, or whatever. Here's an announcement. Tomorrow at 9 to 11, we're going to have a cars and coffee. Yeah, they're going to give coffee to their cars. And it's going to be at the Kapahulu Safeway. Not in the store. On the top parking lot. So if you have time tomorrow, go take a look. It's all the high makamaka expensive cars. Ferraris, Lamborghinis, and the low end probably be Corvettes. And every last Sunday of every month, they have what is called cars and coffee. And they usually supply the coffee. You supply the car. But because Safeway has, what is that?
Bakery?
Huh?
Bakery.
No, they have, what's that coffee shop? Slipped my mind already.
Starbucks?
Starbucks. They're saying, go buy your own coffee.
Coffee and donuts.
No, they didn't put donuts. They said cars and coffee. So I asked that guy, Eugene, that does it. So we give coffee to our cars now? No, he's a nice guy. No, nice cars, they go there just to talk story and see what's new and all that stuff. Okay? So if you want to see the high makamaka cars, go to the Kapahulu Safeway tomorrow from 9 to 11. Okay? I would recommend going early because a lot of these high maka maka guys, they go cruising after drinking the coffee after 1 hour and they're gone. Okay? So, anyway, that's one thing. And on Monday, they have the Memorial Day lantern floating thing down at Alamoana Park. That, very heavy duty, folks. It's real heavy duty. Steve Onoi has his group of about 25 lanterns that's going to go out. It's to pay tribute to not only the soldiers, but everybody. It's really awesome. And they have a car show at the Hawaii Kai Shopping Center. Expected about 400 cars to be there. So, you got two events for Monday, Memorial Day. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-524-1080. 524-1080. And please, when you do a break job, do a good one. You only have one chance, you know. Or the person you're going to hit has only one chance. Make it right. Okay? For pickup trucks, okay? Pickup trucks, whether it's big or small, I recommend using a very aggressive front pad. Because on the trucks, the back wheels tend to lock up and swing out so they don't stop straight. It's common on pickup trucks. But when you put aggressive pads on the front, it stops straight because all the weight drops to the front and it stops. I mean, really stops. Okay? So, brake pads. And use good brake fluids. Dean knows. Because the first time I met him, he brought in Dot 3. So we gave him the nickname of Dot 3 Dean. Use a Dot 4. Dot 4 is heavy duty. Whenever you can use heavy duty, use the heavy duty. Okay? The Dot 4 can withstand more heat. So for you people coming down the Pali Highway or Liki Liki and riding the brakes, you'll be okay. Okay? Anyhow, who do we have next?
We have Rob from Kailua.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, George. I was curious on, you know, those recalls that they give. I have a Toyota truck. Do you recommend taking it in for the free recall?
Yes.
Aren't they just going to find all kind of other problems and this, that?
It's still your choice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You just go for the recall.
Yeah.
Everything else that you got to pay for,
yeah.
Say, see you later.
But, yeah, okay. Thanks a lot, my friend.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye.
Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Steve from Kailua.
Ski.
Steve. Hey, George, how's it?
Hi.
Hey, the guy just mentioned a recall. Does that involve my truck, 2013?
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. What's wrong with it?
Oh, nothing. Runs perfect. I think those guys use junk gas because now my gauge moves real slow, my gas gauge. Put the right stuff in, you know.
It does. It does.
Soon I'm going to come by and pick up some white gold ethanol.
Yeah, see, if people would only look back in the old days, in the 50s and 60s, everybody ran premium, which was 104 octane, and it gave excellent gas mileage.
Right.
Excellent.
Right.
But people have short memories. In fact, they forget.
I know. It's the trouble over here.
Yeah.
Hey, you're talking about 40s and 50s. That's a long time ago.
I know. That's why you forgot your name. I mean, people, I mean, you see, even husbands, they go to different house because they forgot where they live.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot of people like that.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, soon I know I got to change oil, so I know you recommend Royal Purple, yeah, but is it different kinds?
The HPS. Harry Peter Sam.
Harry Peter Sam. It
stands for High Performance Street. Okay. It's an off-road oil, not a street oil.
Okay.
That's the only way they were allowed to put in metal protector.
Okay.
All the rest of the motor oils on the market that it has the SAE seal in the back, the round seal, have right. no metal protector.
Yeah, we know why, huh?
Yeah, we know why. We don't want to see.
Yeah. is that where you get that? At Crestec Cleaners?
Crestec Cleaning Center.
Okay, that's the copy line, yeah?
Yes.
All right.
Okay.
What about the oil filter?
They have it too.
Oh, they have it too? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Terrific. All right. Oh, you know, I used to use a motor oil flush on my Ranger a lot. What do you say about that?
No need.
No need?
Waste money. Yeah.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Take care. Bye.
Aloha. Okay. Well, anyway, back to the tire thing. Okay. In the old days, there was no computer on the cars, and you know, you could use any tire. And the younger folks today, they do change the wheels and the tires, and they go bigger and all that. But most of those cars are stick shift, not automatic. So if it's a stick shift car, it's okay, no problem. But automatic car, there's a problem, because the computer is lost. It doesn't know how fast you're going to go, and it doesn't know when to shift.
Why? It doesn't recalibrate.
Oh, you can spend a few thousand dollars to recalibrate.
Oh, it doesn't do it on its own.
No. Yeah. They never made a computer that smart yet that can recalibrate. No.
You know, in the old days, they used to make the body of the car thick. Like, you can bump into them and you can't smash the fender.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can bump into a car and you're going to smash the fender. But in the old days, the car used to go slower. And today, the car is going faster. So it seems like they should make the
car
like
opposite.
The old, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had a Japan model that wanted to take pictures on my Mustang that I had, and without asking, she hopped up onto the hood of the 66 Mustang.
And don't tell me it dented.
No, it didn't. But if she hopped up on a new Mustang, forget it, the hood would collapse. But being from Japan, she didn't know. She just jumped up and sat on it and took the pictures and all that. And Steve Onoi said, "Oh no, she's going to smash the hood." No. The old cars are really tough. Really tough. You know, and that's what I like about them, because, you know, it was built to last. Today's cars, Nope. You lean on the fender, it smashes. So,
like, you can't close your door with your butt.
You have to bring that one out. Okay. Yep, you're going to have the butt mark on your door. Which reminds me, a lady did that on her rear fender. She was squeezing between two cars, and she pushed, and her fender smashed. So she was asking for the dent removal guy. I'm serious.
But then I believe, because it's like the metal is so thin.
Yes. Is it break time? Yes.
It is. We'll be right back on Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my phone.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447 That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Hawaii is a very special place to live, but our modern industry has introduced many chemicals that will pollute and harm our environment. Now there is a faster, cheaper, and more effective way to clean up spills, such as oil and grease on your driveway, even dried spills, and yes, it even works on your carpet. So call Brian at 848-2884, 848-2884, or Dennis, 223-9367, 223-9367, or just go to EnviroClean.net, spelled EnviroClean.net.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and give us a call at 808-524-1080. Okay, 524-1080. Okay, so we're going to start something different as of next week, because Wanda forgot to make a trivia question. And it's all geared to check out your car if it's safe. Okay? The winner for the trivia question will have a free checkup on their vehicle. Bumper to bumper, roof to tire. Everything. Everything. Brakes, steering, suspension, you name it. Okay? So that's the new deal for next week.
Wow, that's a good deal.
Yeah, and we don't want to scare you, but we want you to be safe. We've seen so many people coming in for service, and Todd, my son Todd, is finding so many things scary, from ball joints, tie rods, steering, you name it. Even brakes. He came across one car with a rear brakes weren't working. That car was stopping only on front brakes. Scary.
Was it the car that, you know how you say 80% of the stopping is on the front?
Yes. So that's why they didn't notice it. But this other one, it was a Mercedes. Todd looked at it and he said, oh my gosh, he's not going to touch the car. Put it down, he took it out. He told the owner, go someplace else.
Why?
The steering link to the tire was wrapped up with tie wire to hold it on. Wrapped with tie wire.
Wait, how did it didn't come from the factory like that?
I hope not. I guess, I don't know why. Somebody wrapped it up with tie wire.
So did you ask the owner about that? How did that happen?
I don't know. Todd was talking to the owner and he didn't want to spend the money to replace it. So he drove off down the road and went to Jiffy Lube. The reason we don't touch it is because the last person touching the vehicle is liable. I don't want to be liable when that thing comes off. No way, Jose. But yeah, people do all kinds of crazy things. I mean, look at how they drive on the road. You can see it. The guy goes from the far right lane, cross three lanes, makes a left turn. How's that? Well, not only car drivers. Pedestrians. It's red light and they're crossing. They feel that they're right as long as they're in a crosswalk. Well, folks, I found out that if they're not in the marked crosswalk, you don't have the obligation to stop and wait till they reach the other end or the other half of the road. You can just go around them. Because the law says they have to be in a marked crosswalk. Then you have to stop and wait till they clear your half of the road.
So if there's a crosswalk and they're crossing the street outside of the crosswalk,
they're out.
You can go. You don't have to stop for them.
Yes.
So if I get a ticket for doing something like that.
Yeah, say the guy wasn't in the crosswalk. Okay? The same with the seatbelt. You got a ticket for seatbelt, fight it. Take it to court and tell the judge nicely that it's against your constitutional right for lawmakers to make a law that does not affect anybody but you. That's illegal. Well, I mean, they make crazy laws. You look at the dog leash law. Go look at it. Yes, your dog has to be on a leash, but it does not say you have to be holding the leash. So my friend's dog goes walking down the road with the leash. A policeman calls him and says, hey, your dog got to be on a leash. Yeah, he's on the leash, you see? He's on the leash. But you have to hold the leash. And he told the policeman, it does not say that in the law. And he looked it up. It doesn't say it. It just says dog has to be on a leash. So.
I wonder if they corrected it.
I don't know. It's like the helmet law. You have to have a helmet when you ride a motorcycle, but they put the helmet on the motorcycle on the ride. Don't put it on the head. So.
Okay, you want to go to Don from Kaneohe?
Okay. Hi, Don.
Hey, George. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, good afternoon. Concerned about the brakes, you know, for that person that you were talking about. How come they couldn't notice it? When they pressed the brake, they couldn't tell the difference from when they stopped?
How many people know it's not stopping?
Yeah.
People don't realize it until they get good brakes. Then once they get good brakes, then they say, oh, that's how it's supposed to stop.
So you shouldn't press the brake all the way down. You should just tap it and it should
stop.
Stop, yeah.
Yeah. When you drive a race car, then you appreciate brakes. Because let me tell you, my friend, you really squeeze the Okole when it don't stop.
Yeah. And then you really get to that big bend.
Yeah.
And you're going about 190 something miles an hour.
Yeah. You better have brakes.
Yeah, because that's it, you'd be creamed.
I'm
going to check my pickup and see if my brakes are okay. So I'll check with you.
Yeah.
All right, you have a good one.
You too.
Happy Memorial Day.
You too. Aloha. Yes, brakes very important, number one. Number two is tires. We come across so many people with tires 8 years old. The tires look good. And the customers say, oh, but I have lots of tread. It's like new. Well, go back. We tell them, go back and look at Paul Walker. His Porsche that he was riding in. A passenger. Okay? He was a passenger. The tires were 9 years old on a brand new Porsche. When it gets old, the tires don't follow the contour of the road. It bounces on the road, so you lose control. Okay? Now, supposing the tire is off the road, and you need to stop, so you hit the brake. At the same time that the tire is off the road. Are you going to stop? Uh-uh. So, it's your life. Don't take chances. And look at the date of manufacture on the tire. Okay? Safety is first. And watch out when you're driving in areas where children are running across the street. Like along the canal. Kapalama Canal. The homeless people live there with little kids. And I see the kids always run out onto the road. Okay? So. Anyway, that's another day gone by. another show gone by. And have a happy, happy Memorial Day, folks. And remember all those that passed on. Okay? So, drive carefully, take care of each other. And I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and the listeners. Don't drink and drive, and we'll see you all next week, Saturday. Aloha.
Oh.